now it seems that foreign film producers have good reason to return to Prague. Once a thriving filming location, the Czech Republic lost out to competition from Hungary, Romania, and other countries in Central and Eastern Europe, which offered lower prices and lucrative tax rebates. In an effort to lure them back, the Czech government came up with its own incentives package, which has now been approved by the European Commission. Jan Richter has the story.
Once aspiring to become the Hollywood of the East, the Czech Republic has in recent years lost its position among the most popular places for film productions in Central and Eastern Europe. While in 2003 foreign film crews spent over 5 billion crowns in the Czech Republic, the number has dropped to 700 million 5 years later. One reason why Prague lags behind Budapest, Bucharest and other places in the region has been the lack of tax rebates for foreign film productions. But according to Czech radio correspondent in Brussels, Pavel Novák, this will soon change.
According my sources close to European Commission, I got information that the mechanism of the supports or encouragements in the film industry, which Czech Republic sent for approval to European Commission in Brussels this January, was approved. So we can say the Czech Republic can start to offer these encouragements for film productions.
Under the plan, film producers will be able to get 20% of their costs back, something Czech filmmakers have been calling for years. But the Czech government only approved the plan in October, and 3 months later it landed in Brussels. The Czech Republic has been one of the last EU member states to introduce tax rebates, so will the plan really put Prague back on the map? Will Tizard is the Czech and Slovak correspondent for the leading movie industry publication Variety magazine.
Well, it's great news, obviously. This was the main barrier that has been holding the Czech Republic back from competing with Hungary and the other countries that are eager to have film productions. I think it's not going to be a panacea. There are a lot of foreign producers I've spoken to who say this is great news, but people shouldn't expect that productions here are going to jump back to the peak that they were at a few years ago based just on this.
The Czech authorities have declined to comment on the grounds that they are still awaiting official notification of the approval. However, the Culture Ministry this year earmarked 400 million crowns, or more than $19 million, to spend on tax rebates for film producers shooting in the country. But Theo Schwinki, who covers Eastern Europe for the magazine Screen International, says the situation will not change immediately.
The problem that really exists right now is that it's June. The year is nearly halfway over. And any international productions, for example, that have been looking for an Eastern European location have already picked it. And it's possible that they've been waiting for the approval of the Czech incentives, but it's more likely that they've already decided to go elsewhere by now.
Czech officials are hoping the incentive plan will work and bring back foreign filmmakers. George Lucas had earlier said he was considering shooting his Star Wars TV series here, and there has been interest from other American, German and French film producers.
Jan Richter with that story.